Mr. Chairman, members, ladies and gentlemen. A few years in the Chamber's 150 year history, as eventful as 2011. During the first half of the year, staff worked extremely hard on ensuring that our 150th anniversary was a celebration reaching such a distinguished milestone. All teams worked together for the year long celebration, which culminated in our 150th gala dinner, which carried out the grand hall here at Hong Kong CEC. Colleagues should be rightly proud of this first class event. 2011 was also the year that I took the reins of the Chamber Secretariat. Building on the solid foundations that have stood us in good stead for many years, I felt that there was a need to refocus our sights on our core business, namely policy advocacy, and this knowledge and networking platform for business. After spending a little time realigning the Secretariat's responsibilities and re-establishing our priorities, I am happy to report that we are now running at full steam. As the Chairman just mentioned, we submitted 35 position papers last year to the government, setting out our concerns and recommendations on a full range of policy issues affecting businesses. On this, we are hugely indebted to the hard work of our various policy committees. For instance, on the constitutional bill, we have been working tirelessly behind the scenes, meeting with government officials and international experts to clearly present areas of serious concern. And we have also been working very closely with our legislative representative, the Honourable Geoffrey Lamb, backed up by intellectual support and best practices of other jurisdictions, to ensure we get the business sector's concerns across to legislators. We have had some successes in persuading the government to accept our proposals, but we also remain concerned about many ambiguities in the bill, and we are urging the government to act before it is too late, as the bill is going to be scheduled for second and third reading very soon. The same applies to a couple of other bills now placed before leisure. I shall leave it to Geoffrey to give you a more detailed report in a moment. In addition to this, I would also like to echo the Chairman's point that we need to be more vocal in presenting the views of business. We are making progress in close basing our media relationships and with like-minded organizations and individuals to get the business side of debate put forward loud and clear. Some of you will be aware that we are in the process of preparing an important submission on key policy directions for the new administration. Following a series of brainstorming sessions with members who are acknowledged experts in their specific sectors, we are putting the final touches to your ideas and your recommendations. We are confident that the solid and transparent recommendations, which aim to grow Hong Kong's competitiveness, will be welcomed by the new administration. I encourage you to visit our website, which is now completely bilingual, to learn more about the constantly growing list of policies that we are working on and add your list to the debate. As a non-profit organization, we are well aware that our diverse membership also has diverse needs and aspirations. Therefore, we have to ensure we offer something for everyone, whether that's producing quality policies to help business, opening doors to government officials and opinion makers, seminars and site inspections, to networking functions, to lifestyle events. We are working hard to serve you better on all these fronts. Quality is the Chamber's watchword, and we are using that word in everything that we do. We are also paying greater attention to community building work, such as our free ride day to be held next Tuesday on 29 May, the Good Citizen Award, and our Business Skill Partnership Program, among others. I am excited about the Chamber's outlook for 2012, and I look forward to working with you to ensure we continue to thrive as Hong Kong's most versatile and dynamic society.